Here we go. So, hey there, Rumi. Why would I even start with that? Okay. It's not like I'm actually gonna send this to you, so who cares what I start it with? I don't even know. What I'm about to say, it's been on my mind, like, a lot lately. Like, a lot. And, I don't know, you're out doing your trivia night with your work friends. I got the place to myself. And I guess I'm just thinking that maybe if I say this out loud, if I just get it all out there, it'll kind of like expel the notion from my head. And I can get on with my life without this playing out in my head all the time. But anyway, yeah. It's just something I find myself thinking about quite a bit these days. It's been a while since you moved in. I think it's been like, what, 8 months? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, about 8 months, running up a week or two. And, well, I'd say things have worked out pretty well so far. Like, I've certainly had worse roommates. But just between you and me, you're a pretty good roommate. And as far as I can tell, you haven't given me any indication that you think I'm a horrible roomie. So, yeah. I hope you're so happy so far with this little cohabitation that we've got going on. Sorry. It's just what I have to say. It's just so ridiculous. And even saying sorry like that makes me feel twice as freaking ridiculous because you're never going to hear this. I'm deleting this audio the second I'm done recording. I might as well just do it. I have to get this out of my head so I stop thinking weird shit when I see you. But anyway, we're pretending now that I'm not going to do that the second I finish. Thinking about actually sending it in the zone. I think we've also gotten to know each other pretty well through just like sharing the same space and growing more familiar with each other's habits. Or, I don't know, maybe you're not paying as much attention to me and all the little things that I do that are like total tells of one thing or another. But let's say, for instance, nowadays when I see you standing there in the kitchen or by the door or wherever it is that you just pause in the middle of whatever you're doing and you're just kind of staring off into space with your lips all pursed and your brow all creased, well, I know that means that you're thinking something over. Which, yeah, admittedly, it doesn't take much dedication on my part, but when I see you draw in a quick breath after that and kind of straighten up again, and at the same time flick your wrist with like a, like this almost but not quite thumbs up held at your side, like you're a, I don't know, like you're half-heartedly trying to hitchhike or something. That's when I know you've made a decision, or that you finally remembered that thing you were trying to remember when you stood in the middle of the doorway. I'm not this like important or anything. It's an example of a habit of yours that I've picked up on over time. Another habit, though. That would be at night. I think I've noticed it, maybe just once or twice during the day, on like a weekend or something when you know where to be, but yeah, it's mostly at night. After we kind of part ways and disappear to our rooms for the rest of the evening, it's when your room goes awfully quiet all of a sudden, just a little while after that. I mean, you're pretty quiet in general. If you're watching a movie or listening to music, you must be wearing headphones because, you know, you're considerate like that. But even then, you're still pretty active. You're moving around, making noise. I hear you set your mug down, your fingers clicking and clacking all the time, like buttons on your game controller or keyboard. I mean, this neighborhood really does shut down after like 8 or so. Little things like that start to carry, especially when you share a wall. But anyway, what I'm talking about is when your light's still clearly on behind your door, or even when you shut it off, but your screen is all aglow. When I hear your bed spring settle as you make yourself comfy, and then nothing else, at least not for a while, it's then when I start to hear you breathing. It's not like you're a loud breather. Don't get me wrong. I doubt I'd hear it at all if I didn't know what to listen for. And I only know what to listen for because this next bit tipped me off to what you're getting up to in there. Like, it'll be real, real quiet next door. Like, deathly quiet, except for that breathing for, well, it varies. Sometimes it's just like 10 minutes or so. Sometimes it's more like an hour or even longer. But then your bed will shift again, and then your door will shut, and then the bathroom door. And once that shut, the first thing I hear is you unspooling some toilet paper. That's a total tell right there, Rumi. First the toilet paper, then the sink running, then the hand soap pumping. And only then, after all that, will there come a little lapse in time before the toilet flushes. Tell me, Rumi, why is that the only time I ever hear you wash your hands before you use the toilet? I don't mean to embarrass you. This isn't me judging you at all. At all. Totally not being sarcastic right now. But it's just some empirical observations leading me to conclude that when it gets real quiet in your room at night, when I hear those bed springs settle just once, when I start to hear you breathe soft and low but ever quickening, when I press my ear against the wall and hear those little wet sounds coming fast and hard and quick. And then, when I poke my head out and see your screen still on around your door, well, I figure you must be having a mighty good time to some pretty adult content in there. I'm not judging, or maybe I am, but like in a good way. Because I do it too. Not as much as you seem to, but often enough, say like a couple times a week, at least. I mostly listen to audios, but yeah, sometimes every once in a while, I like to watch it too. And that's what got me thinking. It's stupid. This fanny of mine has spun out of control, but it's spun out of all that, thinking about watching porn. And I know it's weird, because obviously this involves you. Like, why would I be telling you all this if it didn't involve you, or pretending to tell you all this, because I'm obviously not going to send this. I'll get to the point. Honestly, you're not anything close to my type. Not even, but you're not, like, hideous or anything. Don't get me wrong. It's... You're a cool guy. And attractive in your own way, just not my way. I mean, you must have a type. You have to get it. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You're cool. I guess the fact that you're not my type and just builds into this stupid fantasy. I know it's weird, and but it's hot. What I think about now, like, pretty much every time I indulge in a little self-love is the two of us just being open about what it is we're doing at night. And well, you can't really blame me, you're right there, but imagine if it was just us using each other to get it done. Like, instead of us each disappearing to our respective rooms, we just set up in the living room and we use that big ass TV instead of our tiny little screens. But like, what we do is we take turns, you know, one night is my night and the next night is yours. So when it's my night, First, I get ready for bed. Like, I always do, like, just in case I'm too spent as soon as we're all through with this. And it's not like I dress up real pretty for it. I start her off in just, you know, whatever I'm already gonna wear. I mean, I usually just wear, like, a t-shirt, if anything, but if you're sick, maybe I'll throw on some clothes so I'm not, like, flashing you before we're all set up. It's all just casual. Super casual. So, I'll strip off only what I need to, and you, I don't know. Sometimes I picture you all naked. Other times you're in PJs, too, just like, with your fly unbuttoned for me. What's always the same is I have you lie down at the chase end of the couch, or sometimes you're sitting back with all the throw pillows tucked behind you, just reclining with your legs out, but a lot of the time, you're on your back, with your knees hooked over the end, and your feet flat on the floor. And sometimes I have you blindfolded, and then I stick earplugs in for, you know, added privacy. Because the thing about all this is just, we're not having sex, you know, we're just using each other's bodies to masturbate. Like, you're just a human dildo in this moment, and, well, dildos don't talk. Dildos aren't sentient. They don't watch TV or judge what type of porn you like to watch. Dildos are just toys. They're don't get to touch me when I'm out you. You understand? You don't even get to fucking move. You just lie there and let me use you how I want. Fuck. I can't do this. Fuck. I should not have worn pants for this recording, but I should have known I would have gotten too into this. Oh, God, I am wet. I'm not even going to fuck you. Not really, I want your cock inside me. I might roll my hips now and again, just... ugh. For relief, just a few quick bounces or a few ones. So strong, just when I hit that point of needing to move around a little, when the sensation of all that cock stuff inside me not doing anything just gets to be too much for me to bear. A lot like these thoughts. But mostly your cock, it's there as an enhancement, really? Like a plug. Because I'm going to get myself off the same way I usually do. With my fingers or my buzzy toys. Your cock inside me, that's just a bonus. And I'm like you, you know. Sometimes all I need to do is just rub one out and be done with it. But lots of times. I like to take my time with it. To treat myself to a full-on event. So sometimes, before we start, I make you take something, you know, like some Viagra or whatever, just to make sure that cock stays as rock fucking hard for as long as I need it to be. Oh, fuck. How long do those even last? But... God, I wish I had something in me. But like I said, this isn't sex. You're just my dildo, and dildos, they don't come. They don't complain either. This is our arrangement, and you're perfectly fine with it. So, however long it takes for me to finish, whoever times I want to ride, don't come yet, don't come yet, don't come yet. However many times I want to ride the edge and hold myself back before I let myself come. However many scenes I want to watch tonight, you just lie there and you don't move and you don't say anything. And when it's over, when I'm through, I mean, yeah, you can do what you need to do after that in your room without bothering me. Or you can save it, because the next night is your night. Golden rule and all that. Oh, fuck. You see why I think about this so often? It just makes everything so much more intense. Oh, I bet you'd be so warm. Your night. Same deal. Living room. TV. Only now, the TV's yours to put on whatever you want to watch. And I mean, whatever. No judging. No comments. No talking. Because I'm not a human. Your fuck toy. Fuck toy. Oh, fuck. Don't get me yet. Don't get me yet. Don't get me yet. Don't get me yet. I mean, I know why using you like a dildo turns me on so much, but like, you using me as like your own personal cock sleeve, like I'm just a pocket pussy of flesh and blood. Pocket pussy, just God, it drives me fucking nuts. And it's your night, and obviously so it would all be the same for you, but like the way I imagine it, it's kind of the same. Like, maybe you'd want to do something different, but I got the blindfold and earplugs, and you don't even strip for it. You just wear your t-shirt and boxers with your cock free, of course, and me. All you've done with me is just pull my panties down around my knees for, like, axis, and that's it. But instead of the couch, we're on the floor, and like, we put a whole bunch of floor pillows for this, because, yeah, sometimes you just want to bust a nut and be done with it, but Other times you want to treat yourself and use me to hedge for as long as you can stand it. And for that, we need something comfy for our knees. I can't have you bruising the merchandise or anything, you know? But that's how you have me. On my knees. Ass up in the air. Head cradled in my arms on the floor, because God, I'll need it with the way you're rocking into me later. You put whatever it is you want to watch on, just quick little scene or a whole fucking playlist. And then you just use me. Ooh, you use me to your heart's content, just like I used you. It's only fair. Not worrying about pleasuring me. Not worrying about me at all. I'm just a toy. You don't talk to me. I mean, you can say whatever you want, you know, like at the screen, under your breath, the way you do when you hit that goon level and kind of forget yourself, and how absurd you must look from the outside, because it doesn't matter. Even though I'm right there in front of you, you're still all alone in the safety and privacy of your own home, just treating yourself to a little self-love and some X-rated content. I'm just thinking about that. Feeling your cock to get sweet as time teasing yourself. Rocking itself as long as you want. That's the part I can't get out of my head. Just me. Lock it away in my own little world. Deprived of all and except for all my pussy can feel. For my pussy. No senses of my pussy. I see the steps to take it. The way you're teasing me like this, taking your sweet ass time. I'm caring at all. Not caring at all. But we're because why would you? I'm just a toy. Toys don't have feelings. I just have to endure it all, because that's the deal. That's the arrangement. As much of a fucking tease as this. No, you just take the whole fucking hour to really indulge yourself. And treat your cognitism for long self-loving. Or even think about pounding away in this pocket pussy in front of you. Or, fuck, there's like ass versions of those, aren't there? Oh, I can maybe even my mouth and throat. What's the point of having a toy if you don't test out all the features? Oh, fuck. Maybe I should practice. Practice for you to. Finally dump that load inside this human sock. As much of a tease as that is. The best part is the next night will be my night. And that clock will be all mine again. It'll be my toy again. And you'll be the one who has to just take it. To lie there, not talking, not moving, not even being human. For how long I please. tears. Ugh, as a dildo, just to suck on her titties and to feel. And you'd be so warm. You'd be so warm and hot and wet and ready for me. Fuck. Fuck. Ugh, just a toy, but toys aren't that warm. They don't twitch. They don't tense up. They don't. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I need to stop. I need to stop. I need to stop. Oh, fuck. I don't wanna come. I don't wanna come. Not like this. I wanna come with your cock in me. I want it inside me. I wanna tease it. I wanna tease you. So you'll pay me right back. 24 fucking hours. Ruthless back and forth, day by day, night by night. Just taking turns. Oh, fuck. No, fuck. Oh, fuck, I think I'm gonna actually send this. I can't not send this, not now. Not when I'm so close, not when I've been so close for so long. Just. I need to feel it for real. I need to feel it for real because I know you. I know you. I know you'll just come running if I hit send. Desperate like me, desperate as I am, you fucking perv, you filthy little addict with your nasty videos and you're. Oh, sweet Jesus, I don't want to come like this. Stop. Fuck. Shit. Okay. I'm doing it. I'm doing this. I'm sending this.